Have you considered all the dangers of so great an enterprise? The costs, the difficulty, the expectation, the conclusion, and everything else pertinent, and weighed them properly in your judgment? There is heaven, you say, but perhaps you can scarcely see it through the continuous darkness. There is earth, which you won't dare to tread upon, perhaps, because of the multitude of beasts and serpents. There are men, but you would prefer to do without their company. What if some Patagonian Polyphemus, Cyclops, were to tear you to pieces and then straightway devour the throbbing and still living parts? Joseph Hall. Another World and Yet the Same, 1605. 4. Prohibit fools, furious people, and women from travel. It may be doubted whether all persons may undertake travel. Infants and decrepit persons, fools, madmen, and furious persons whose disabilities of mind are such as no hope can be expected for the one or other. Lastly, the sex in most countries prohibiteth women, who are rather for the house than the field. Thomas the Travailer Palmer. An essay of the means how to make our travails into foreign countries the more profitable and honourable. 1606. 5. Map the universe. It were of use to inform himself, before he undertakes his voyage, by the best chorographical and geographical map of the situation of the country he goes to, both in itself and relatively to the universe. Edward Lee. Three Diatribes. 1671. 6. Adopt local fashions and avoid being eaten. All persons that travel in Turkey must change their habit into that of the country, and must lay aside the hat and wear a turban, and the meaner the habit, the safer they will be from extortions and robberies. The best money they can carry are Spanish pieces of 8, provided they be full weight, and not of Peru. It is absolutely necessary to carry good arms to defend themselves upon all occasions, but more particularly to fight the Arabs and other rovers. Above all, it is requisite in Turkey that travellers be armed with patience to bear many affronts the infidels will put upon them, and with prudence and moderation to prevent, as much as possibly may be, any such insolences. When they travel with the caravan, they must take care never to be far from it, for fear of being devoured by wild beasts, or by the wilder Arabs. Anon. The History of Navigation, in a Collection of Voyages and Travels, 1704. 7. Fear not death. A young man is good constitution, who is bound on an enterprise sanctioned by experienced travellers, does not run very great risks. Let those who doubt refer to the history of the various expeditions encouraged by the Royal Geographical Society, and they will see how few deaths have occurred. Savages rarely murder newcomers. Francis Galton, The Art of Travel, 1855. 8. Pack sensibly for train journeys, and remember, ladies need more time. Divide your luggage into packages, and attach to the inner side of the lid of each package a list of the various articles which such package contains. Then number each package, and finally make a memorandum of these lots, with their corresponding numbers, in your pocketbook. Label your luggage legibly and boldly. Observe also that the name of the place should be in larger letters than the name of the person, and however much this may offend our self-esteem, it must be borne in mind that in the hurry and bustle of departure, the destination is what is first required to be known, the owner being a secondary consideration. Be on time. Trains wait for no man. And should there be ladies in the case, it is absolutely necessary to allow a wider margin for the preparations for departure than is ordinarily assigned. The fair sex must complete their toilet to their entire satisfaction, whatever the consequences may be. It should also be remembered that they do not enter into the spirit of the straight-laced punctuality observed by the railway authorities, and if the timetable sets down the departure at 1:20, they instinctively read 1:45. Anon. The Railway Traveller's Handy Book, 1862. 9. Avoid hurrying and worrying. The American who visits Europe for the first time is apt to be in a hurry, and to endeavour to see too much. He will very likely return with a confused notion of his experiences, and will be obliged to refer to his notebook to know what he has done. Instances have occurred of tourists who could not tell whether St. Paul's Cathedral was in London or Rome, and who had a vague impression that the tomb